The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
My daughter ended up in ICU.
Wow.
In a ventilator.
Coming up, Samuel Rodriguez shares his daughter's health crisis that caused him to cry out to God.
But it would be great right now if you invade her room in ICU. I can't talk to her. Her husband can't see her. Her baby can't see her. Can you just fill her room with your angels right now? I get a text from my daughter in ICU.
From Survive to Thrive, next.
You know, I think it'd be appropriate if I just stood up and shout because, you know, this is a man that I believe to be as anointed as anyone on the planet. He is the president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. And there are over 42,000 churches right here in the U.S. that he oversees, and then really hundreds of thousands around the world that he impacts with his leadership. I have preached at the New Season Christian Worship Center in California, which is just quite a challenging place sometimes. And yet he's learned something that he's written a book about, From Survive to Thrive. Not just surviving, but thriving. And really, this is not pointing to materialism or the monetary. It's talking about the riches of God's kingdom power and his purpose fulfilled in us and the fruitfulness of that commitment and the fullness and joy of living there. And so, Sammy Rodriguez, this place is always packed when you're here. Of course, we've got the pandemic and that, you know, we didn't preach our crowd away. Sometimes we could tend to. But they would be standing and cheering for you. So I want you to know I love you. I thank God for you. You are absolutely one of my favorite people on the planet. Thank you for being with us.
I'm honored to be with you. You changed my life. Years ago, growing up, watching this show, this program, this ministry. And then when we finally connected, and I had the privilege of ministering for your anniversary.
You did.
And it changed my life. If someone, for whatever reason, if they're really bored, and somewhere down the road, someone writes a bio of Samuel Rodriguez, there has to be a chapter about your influence in my life. There has to be. You marked me. There are people that influence you, and then there are people that mark you and help define you. That's what you did. So I love you both. Thank you for being who you are. You literally are light in the midst of darkness. You changed my life, and I know you're changing the world. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, when I listen to you and I watch your ministry, I think about Jesus looking down, and you know, sometimes I hope he looked down at us and turned to his father and said, Dad, look there. James and Betty really doing real. Look at them and look at all the people that love each other because you're in them. I think when God looks down at you and when he and Jesus talk, I think they discuss one of the most beautiful miracles on the planet. And the fact that you and I can be close and really love each other and neither one of us for one moment desire in any way to use one another. We just want to be yielded to kingdom purpose. We've lost our life in his kingdom purpose. We found it. And I got to be honest with you. If everybody understood what it is to lose their life to find it, and they understood that meant to lose it in his kingdom purpose, which means as long as you're here for his kingdom purpose. The king is here. He has come. The kingdom's at hand. It's in us. And I'm telling you, you move from just surviving to find life, and that kingdom life that he invites us into to express through us, you do. This word doesn't even cover it all. That's why you break it down.
That's what compelled me to write the book, that the sort of the perpetual modality of one staying in survival mode in perpetuity, right? And why survive in perpetuity? If I were to engage a biblical narrative as a metaphor, every single person right now in the audience watching this, every single person is either in Egypt, the desert, or the promised land.
That's right.
Every single person is either failing, surviving, or thriving. The vast majority of people stay stuck in the survival mode in perpetuity forevermore. They never reach the thriving. And again, it's not material wealth. Come on. In this pandemic, we discovered what truly is essential. Mm-hmm. And it's not the money in your bank account. It's not any of that. It's what money cannot buy that's truly essential. Mm-hmm. But thriving speaks about the kingdom reality. It's Matthew chapter 3. It's repentance that leads to kingdom. Mm-hmm. It's the message of John the Baptist. If you repent, you're going to see the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is here. It's that relationship with Christ, but advancing the kingdom of heaven here on earth as it is in heaven. How do you do that? It requires you to go beyond the, I'm in the desert, I'm not a lifelong victim, I am more than a conqueror, removing the lids, addressing the lids. And it's easy to survive, by the way, because you're not malnourished when you're in perpetual survival mode. In the desert, they had manna and water. So they weren't malnourished. Sometimes we get comfortable in our survival mode. So why go into the promised land with milk and honey? Why face the giants if I can live here in the desert? But there were never temples or altars built in the desert. They were all in the land of promise. And if we want our children to see the fullness of God's glory, grace, gift, the fullness of his kingdom upon us and through us, we must go from surviving to thriving. We went through COVID. My family did. First week of July, 2020, we were very careful. I mean, we dotted the I's, crossed the T's, right? We did everything. Matter of fact, my mom, who's close to 80, had this joke with me because I had that sanitizer, the bacteria. I mean, wherever I went, it was in every second for anything. And she made a running joke about it. Here we go again. And here we go, here we go. Every single second, a little bit obsessive. OCD, I'm going through therapy session number 3. And we got it. And we did contact tracing. We actually got it from Texas. A friend of ours, Houston, went back. And see, Texans, I'm telling you, he's Texans, I'm telling you. And you blame California, right? So we got it. I was asymptomatic. My running schedule, I'm obsessive about exercising, what I eat, my vitamin supplements, and, you know, vitamin D3, all that. Mm-hmm. So I was 97, 98% asymptomatic. I actually ran better during COVID, I kid you not, than out of COVID.
Wow. Wow.
Ironically enough, my daughter ended up in ICU.
Wow.
In a ventilator. Because she has gave birth to my new granddaughter, Camila, my first granddaughter.
Wow.
And her immune system, her white blood count was low. Right, it hit her right at that spot. Mm. And I've never been down that road before. And James, Betty, I found myself in my Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, traveling in California on a sunny day, broken. And I know you know even beyond that what it is to be broken. And I lost it. And I just looked up and said, God, I have no idea what to do next. Mm-hmm. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12, Jehoshaphat is surrounded by the enemies. And one of the greatest prayers ever made in scripture is Jehoshaphat saying, God, I have no idea what to do next. And all of a sudden I felt something, and again, I'm a faith and science guy. So even though I preach like Kirk, I think like Spock. So I don't do the whole emotional thing, even though I'm a wired up preacher, I think. And I sensed the Spirit of God just fill that Jeep Rubicon Wrangler. And I felt God angry, not at me, but alongside me. And I felt God saying, I'm bothered by this too. Mm. And all of a sudden I just said, Lord, not that I need a sign, I'm a big boy, I'm not one of these guys, but it would be great right now if you invade her room in ICU. I can't talk to her, her husband can't see her, her baby can't see her. Can you just fill her room with your angels right now? I get a text from my daughter in ICU. Dad, heaven just invaded my room.
Oh, wow.
In 24 hours, the script flipped, and she came out, she's perfectly healthy. We picked her up, and this is what inspired the book. To a great degree. We picked her up. Her whole family picked her up. It's a Puerto Rican family, so it's a loud pickup group, right? We picked her up. Mom's crying. Everybody's crying, right?
Sure,
everybody's really
sure.
Animated. And she
happy
just came
tears.
Out of ICU, so she's like, you know, I could barely walk, guys. Y'all need to calm down for a moment. She got into the vehicle, the SUV. She says, drive me to the following lake in Northern California, aiming towards Tahoe, about an hour away. We drove her to the lake. We're thinking she wants to see the lake, you know. She says, do you mind if I get off? We went, okay. And I'm thinking the meds kicked in. They gave her something. You know, what's going on here? She walks. We all follow her. The entire tribe, her kids, mom, dad, you name it, walks down to the lake. We're going, she could barely breathe 24 hours ago, right? Touches the lake with a tippy toe. She says, I'm not going crazy. Y'all don't judge me. I'm not nutty. Just trust me. We're thinking she's crazy. She dives in.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Dives in, comes back out, lifts up her hands, says, I'm alive.
Wow.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
Wow.
There's no way we can accept the circumstances we go through, placing a lid on us in perpetuity, when we are called, we have a mandate to shine the light of Christ to a broken world. We can't stay in the desert forevermore. We can't settle for manna in the desert when there's milk and honey waiting for us in the promised land. We can't settle for an Ishmael when there's an Isaac with our name on it. You taught me something years ago that came from you. You said, Sam, don't just pray, Lord, bless me. Pray, God, make me a blessing. Mm-hmm. You said, Sam, don't just pray. And it's in the book, by the way. Sam, don't just pray, Lord, answer my prayer. Pray, make me the answer to someone else's prayer. That's thriving.
I want you to look at the camera there that's yours, and I want you to pray for people that need heaven to invade their room, to invade their family and their house right now. Would you just pray that for people watching who are like, in some ways, where your daughter was?
And it could be the pandemic. It could be economic. It could be mental. It could be family. It could be marriage, relational, physical, whatever it may be. The two abilities that are always in the proverbial quiver. What are the two last arrows that we have when everything else has been exhausted? Is the ability to cry out and the ability to come in agreement with God's promises. Just crying out. Sam couldn't even, I couldn't preach. I couldn't even articulate like a persuasive, long, wonderfully crafted prayer. I couldn't even sing my favorite worship song. Sam was broken, and all I said was, God, I have no idea what to do next. Heaven will invade your family. Heavenly Father, right now, every single person who is broken, every single person who is wounded, every single person who is struggling with angst and consternation, with anxiety, with depression, with fear, with pain, every single person right now who has suffered loss, every single person actually, be it articulating word by word, verbatim, or through their actions or through their thoughts, saying, God, I have no idea what to do next. Oh, Heavenly Father, just like you did for me and my daughter and my family, I'm asking you now. You've done it before. Heaven, fill their lives right now. Heaven, fill their room. Fill their hearts, their minds, their soul. Fill their families, their circumstances. Let heaven fill earth once again, just like you fill that ICU room. Let heaven descend right now as I speak. Let the angels of heaven surround every single person watching this broadcast right now. You did it for me. Do it for each and every one of them right now. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And Betty and I are in just total agreement with Sammy and with you. And you know there's always a prayer line there. You may want to call. We're going to give people a chance to give people life. But you may want to call and say, something just happened. Or you may want to call and say, would you personally join with me and pray? Sammy,
can I just say this real quick? I thought what was so important in your prayer for the people watching was just simply call upon Him. Speak His name.
That's it.
You didn't have a beautiful prayer to pray. You're at a point where you didn't have anything coming out of you except desperation and saying, God, I don't know what to do. Just speak His name.
And as preachers and James, we've all covered some of the most powerful prayers in Scripture.
Sure.
Be it Jabez, enlarge my territory, Jehoshaphat, and Hezekiah, add years to my life. We're privy to prayers that are powerful, that are very powerful, very persuasive. Moses prayed, show me your glory. All these great prayers. But I discovered this Jehoshaphat prayer that was counterintuitive that said, I have no idea what to do next. You ever been there?
Yeah.
Sure.
And
oh,
God
yeah.
just crying out, calling upon His name, the psalmist would say, I called upon your name. I found myself in the miry clay in the pit, and you heard my cry. You heard my cry. In the Hebrew, the Hebrew exegete of that passage, his cry was not necessarily discernible to the human ear. It was a cry of the soul. And yet he cried out, and God understood that cry. I love that. I love the Apostle Paul writing to the Ephesians and says, sometimes we pray and we make no sense, but God understands
yes.
what comes
yes.
out of our hearts and souls.
I want you just to touch a few of the things, and I'm going to read what you say. Live a holy, healed, this is subheading, right here.
It's the longest subheading ever.
Yeah. Holy, healed, healthy, happy, humble, hungry, honoring life. I want everybody to get the book. Here's Sammy. We're drilling water wells right now to save lives. It's unbelievable. When you give people water for life because of the water of life, they receive that water of life because they've seen the manifestation of His love and His grace. I want you just to tell people why you think, if they'll read the book, and we're actually going to give this to every single viewer who will give a cup of water. Anything that God leads them to do, we're going to send it to them, or they can go online and get it, or to the bookstore, wherever you want to get it. The point is, just let them know in a summary statement, because we're going to expand this in the next program a little more and go over it. And you poured all this into a book. You took the time to do it. What do you believe will happen if they will hide the truths in this book in their heart?
Every truth is biblically substantiated and Christ-centered. Live a holy, healed, healthy, happy, humble, hungry, honoring life. The seven H's. Live a holy, healed, healthy, happy, humble, hungry, honoring life. There are promises attached according to Scripture for each of these. As we pursue righteousness, holiness, we have positional holiness in Him.
Right.
The moment you are born again, you are holy. Mm-hmm. By the finished work, the vicarious atoning work of Jesus. But then the Apostle Paul says, pursue even more holiness. Pursue righteousness. That's our horizontal every single day. I talk about each and every one of them. The one that really impacted me, two of them, are healed and honor. The healed life is pretty powerful. Sam Rodriguez and the development of our organization in bringing churches together. How about that? It's a struggle. In bringing churches together. In the beginning of that movement, I was attacked, and the term for California, haters, emerged. And I suffered persecution, prosecution. It was just crazy. And all of a sudden, I had an encounter where I realized that the issue was with me. Sam needed healing. And I remember when the Spirit of God spoke to Samuel and said, Sam, how about this? You're asking for so many things. How about if I tell you you're never going to experience the overflow you're asking for until you no longer mind if the people that came against you are blessed with your overflow? Sam, how do you know you're healed? When you don't mind if the people that came against you actually get blessed with what's coming out of you. Wow. So instead of Lord, judge them, Lord, bless them with my overflow. Wow. That's healing. We've all been through things. And that experience right there, healing, not just physical, but mental, emotional, relational healing, it impacted me. The honor concept, I honor you both. I alluded to this in the beginning of this program, but I honor you both because you paved the way for my generation to do what we do. Even what you're doing with Wells, you led the way. You literally led the way, and now we have these beautiful ministries that are following suit. Right. But you were the first ones doing this in such a grand scale, in a measurable, viable way, and you led the way. We honor you. I want to see a generation committed to honoring those that preceded them. Even Jesus pointed to John the Baptist, right? We must honor that culture of honor, those that paved the way, that paid the price. These concepts will remove the lids. Imagine living life without a lid. Imagine that. That's John 10:10, the latter part, abundant living. That's not about a Maserati and a Bentley. It's about the fullness of Jesus flowing out of you.
That's exactly right.
That's abundant life.
He doesn't limit abundance, but we don't depend upon it. He gives us the abundance of life, not necessarily the abundance of things. If He gives us the abundance of things, He gives us the capacity not to let the things and all their magnificence capture our heart. We never make an idol out of Him because He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Yes.
And if we have nothing, if we're abased, like Paul said, nothing, we still rejoice. We can sing in prison, in stocks, and He throws open the doors because He wants us to walk as overcomers. And He converts the jailer and basically the whole town. It just goes on and on. And we're still living it, and that's what He's inviting the church to do, and that's what this is about. Now, please, we're going to ask you right now to become the miracle, the absolute, irrefutable, always sure to work miracle of giving water for life where they have no clean water because the water of life. I want you to listen to one of our best friends who lost her husband, not even married long, drowned, and he was a swimmer. Tammy Trent, recording artist, author, witness, missionary with Life Outreach and Life Today. Listen to her. Listen to Jesus closely and become His hands.
How old is she?
¿Cuántos años tiene?
68.
68. We were out in the middle of absolutely nowhere, and I was amazed when we came to this water source to find this precious older lady washing your clothes, but then to also find out that this is also their source of water. This is also what they drink.
In the sixth chapter of Galatians, we are advised not to grow weary in well-doing. In my years of travel with Life Today, I've witnessed firsthand the well-doing of compassionate followers of Christ. Like this well in Eastern Europe, or this well in South Asia, or this well in East Africa. James and Betty, the legacy you started has impacted the lives of millions around the world. I know because I've seen the wells of life-giving water in communities that had been plagued with death. And you've been their advocate, even in the midst of your own pain and grief. Contaminated water continues to be a dangerous reality for some of the most vulnerable people on earth.
Allí hay gripe, una dengue, que lo más que el dengue es que estaba combatiéndome. Y una diarrea, una vas que nos dije, esto no debía, un dolor, yo estaba pasando un gran dolor en la barriga, estos días.
Grandmothers like Patrona must either give their grandchildren filthy drinking water or watch them die from dehydration. So I appeal to you, James, to you, Betty, and to your viewers, please do not grow weary in well-doing, because clean water changes everything, but only if we choose to give it.
Wow. Tammy, we really do love you. You are so precious to have lost your sweetheart, your husband, and yet you've gone all over the world with us to give the very thing that took your husband's life, and it gives them life because they never had clean water. And the precious, precious images we see of people needing what love provides, needing water. I want to ask every one of you who are watching right now to just kind of be still in your heart and spirit and think, Lord, could I give a cup of water in your name? Could I give or help give a well? We found 350 areas, and the need because of the pandemic is greater than ever. And the crisis and the difficulty is greater than ever. And you could say, well, what about support? Well, think how many people don't even have a job. What we need is the kind of miracle that we've witnessed, the kind that really Sammy talks about in his book, when you don't just survive, but you are blessed with a fullness and fruitfulness that is supernatural, and you need that. Would you, wherever you are right now in your journey, would you say, Lord, I do need some miracles? Or maybe you've just experienced one. Would you say, Lord, I want to be the miracle in that village. I want to be the miracle for those families. Lord, I want to be the answer to the prayers of every one of those people right now for their family. I want them to have water for life. I know the missionaries will tell them about the water of life. But because of what you've done in my life, I want to give that life. Would you please, prayerfully, compassionately, would you just get up and go get your bank card and use it like a check? That's really the way you should always use it. But would you go online, or would you dial the number? That's there's a prayer line. Many people call in today to rejoice that they've seen a miracle, or to ask you to agree with them in prayer. But I'd like to see that number right now become a lifeline, where you call and be determined to get through. Remember, you can go online, or you can call, but take your bank card and say, here's the gift. You may be able to give a well. $4,800 gives a well. And it lasts a lifetime for the people in that entire region. Did you know that, this is not an exaggeration, average a gift of $48 gives 10 people water the rest of their life. 144 gives 30. If you could give a well, I believe you will. Maybe you say, well, I can't do that, but I can give part of it. 1,200 and three people join you, we got a well. 2,400, one person joins you, we got a well. Father, I pray that happens. And I pray people will leap at the opportunity in Jesus' name. By the way, don't think $48 is not much. For 10 people, it's life. Would you please go? We have some gifts to send you. We send you our granddaughter's devotional book that is absolutely amazing. We'll also send you, I'm just going to tell you right now, from Survive to Thrive. This was absolutely birthed and written and poured out in the midst of incredible pressure. And you've already heard the glory of you. You see it in Sammy's countenance. We want to bless you. So would you right now, would you give life? Please do it. Thank you so much.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Speak Your Name, devotions and declarations on the reality of Jesus. Filled with stunning imagery, these 40 encouraging devotions by Lainey Renee serve as a reminder of the power of Jesus' name. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Be Refreshed pitcher. This beautiful ceramic pitcher is decorated with Proverbs 11:25 and is sure to make a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our brand new inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I want to thank you. Betty, I just feel like all our viewers and you are the most amazing people.
Yes, they are.
We're going to get to come back together sometime. I feel like I'm going to get to meet a lot of you before we get to heaven in the kingdom that's at hand. We'll send you what we talked about. And if you like to have Sammy's book, tell your friends they can get it online or wherever. But we're going to send it to you if you give a cup of water. Sammy will be back with us this week. We're going to talk. We're going to really get into the book, kind of break it down, where you'll understand some of these great truths. Sammy, our audience is applauding all over the world. We can roll in a Billy Graham crusade crowd applauding right now. But thank you for being with
thank
us.
You. Thank you for having me. Love you both. Thank
love
you.
Love you too, buddy. God bless y'all. We love you. Thanks for sharing love.
We live in a shifting, confusing world, but there are things that you and I can know for sure.
Tomorrow, the outrageous, fiery love of God. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.